All right. Call the meeting to order for the Finance Committee.
Do you need me to turn on the recorder, Patty?
First thing we need to do is adopt or amend the agenda, if we have any amendments or adoptions, but otherwise just approve the agenda.
The only change we have from the agenda is that there is a corrected version of a page from the 2025 financial report that's on the table that you should all have. Other than that, no other changes.
All right. So we'll need a motion with that amended report.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. So the next item is to elect the Finance Committee chairperson. So we
I nominate Tina Dietrich. Okay.
Second.
You can say it three times if you feel like it.
Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, I'll keep going then. The next item is the fourth quarter 2025 financial report. And Addie, will you be starting us off?
Use the microphone.
Yes.
Testing.
There we go.
All right. So we have our completed December and quarter four financial reports ready to go. I just wanted to quickly talk about a few of them. As of the end of the year, our revenues were 101.3% received. Not included in that percentage is some deferred revenue for 2026 that was deposited at the end of December. First is Wright County's quarter one 2026 signatory payment. And the second is that of the City of Sartell's annual payment for 2026. These amounts are reflected on page three of our packet here, the financial report, because that's what ties to our bank statements and reconciliations. But it is not included in the 2025 revenue report, which is on page six of the packet here. At the end of the year, expenses were at 95.08% of the annual budget for 2025, which is great. Notably, personnel expenses were under budget because of staff transitions, which is not uncommon. A few expense accounts that were slightly over budget was the regional board meeting expenses due to the per diems for the Youth Advisory Council. Additionally, mild reimbursements were higher than the budgeted amount because of federal reimbursement rate changes, as well as electronic services materials because of the higher demand for those kinds of items and the rising publication costs surrounding them. I can also talk about my corrected fund balance activity report on the table here. Since there was no director of accounting in December, there were a few items here and there that had to be corrected in January. After I'd already completed the draft of the reports, I did have to go back into December and change one final mistake involving the revolving fund expense account. I did update the fund balance report, which is on page 9 and 10 in the system, our accounting system. However, I forgot to update the total fund balance column on our fund balance report on page 9. And so the corrected amount has the correct fund balance for the revolving fund and thus the corrected totals. Thank you to Tina for noticing that discrepancy. Appreciate it. Any questions before I...
Any questions? No, doesn't look like it. Go ahead. Thank you. Wonderful.
If I can just say kudos to Addie for pulling this together.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, I just want to take a moment and recognize her extraordinary work to get where we're at.
Yay. Jumped right in. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. Proposed Great River Regional Library 2027.
It's an action item.
Yep. Thank you. You always remind me. I just keep going. All right. We need a motion to approve the fourth quarter 2025 financial report.
I move to approve.
Oh, second then.
Motion and a second?
Yep.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. All right, now moving on to proposed Great River Regional Library 2027 Budget Process Guidelines. Did you want to speak on that, Brian?
Yeah, I got it. So we put together the budget process guidelines. They're fundamentally the same as they've been the last 2 years. We're still using the base budgeting process that we got originally from Benton County because it works really well. It helps provide some stability and that. And so truly, I went through and I might have changed 30 words in this document from last year. It's substantially the same. But a couple of things that are slightly different. Under base budget development, number three, I did make a note that both of our bargaining unit agreements did expire at the end of 2025. So at this point in time, we do not have an agreement. The committee has worked on it. There's nothing that's been approved yet. So that may or may not happen in time for us to include something as part of that base budget. So that's an unknown at this point in time. Also, the other area that we're watching closely and we're going to have to figure out how to do is under 4A, where increases may occur if we're required to increase payments to a vendor due to price increases or contractual inflationary measures to continue existing services. One of the things that Jay, our Associate Director of IT, and I have been looking at closely is what's going on with our VMware, which is basically the virtual management software that we use for our servers so that we can have, instead of having a huge block of servers, we can do some virtual work with them. In 2023, the amount that we paid for the VMware software was $9,389, and in 2025, it was $26,880. And so basically what happened was in 2023, the company that owns it was bought out, and since then, the new owners have been raising those rates exponentially. And so one of Jay's personal and professional goals for this year is to try to find an alternative to look for another software that would allow us to have that virtual server application, because really that makes a huge difference for public services. So if we don't have that, number one, it's less secure. And number two, it means that if they need to do any work on a server, they basically have to take down the public services, the database horizon that we use to check things out or in. They basically have to take that down, do the server work, and then bring it up. Because of having the virtual management, it just sort of shifts over to a different one, and they work on the server they have, and it doesn't interrupt public services. So that's the reason we moved to that. And we'd like to keep that in order to not have that negative impact on the public. But the way they've been raising prices is not sustainable. So that is a 2026 thing to look for. But I just want you all to know, using the base budget, that's going to be pretty high. And we're going to try to find something that's less expensive. Any questions about that?
Is there any negotiating with the company, or are they pretty set?
Even Steve can't get him to move, and Steve is the genius of negotiations. Okay. So, yeah. And basically, if we shifted it, it would just negatively impact public services. We're also looking at another change we might need to do to software updating. I'm not an IT person, but basically there's different levels of software that helps you update. And the one that we have right now is cheaper because it relies on staff to do some of the coding on the back end to make the updates work. And we had someone in the department who is really, really good at that, even though what it requires is higher than what the job description actually calls for. That person has since gone elsewhere. We don't know that we'll be able to replace that skill set, and it's not built into our job descriptions in that way. So we may need to go to a somewhat higher software that requires less of that coding in order to better match where our job descriptions and our pay scales are. But that would be like going from 2,500 to 8,000, not the five figures. Mm-hmm. Okay, so those are the two kind of software pieces that I know of that may change. And then obviously inflationary measures with databases and things like that Jamie will let us know about.
How about, I know we got the unions out to vote. Mm-hmm. How about if we don't get a contract settlement on them, what are we going to? How much more can the library absorb?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is my first budget rodeo, so I don't know. We will do our best. I think it's obvious there will be something, but that's where I think in times past we've done a base budget without those increases, mm-hmm. and then once there is a contract signed, there's like an additional closed session or something like mm-hmm. that to discuss what would need to come in on top of that base budget.
I had no feeling the day when we left which way it was going to float. Did
no.
you? I couldn't read it. You couldn't. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
So
I would have to say that we'll see,
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they got the message.
Yeah.
And they'll have a vote next week.
What?
They have a vote next week.
I think next week, 25th or something.
Yeah, the 25th, yeah,
okay.
I believe. So does anyone have any other any questions about the budget process guidelines? All right.
No, it's worked. It's worked in the past.
Motion to approve.
Yeah. So then I would request a motion to approve, yep.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All right, come on. Anybody?
Are you looking for a second?
No. Oh. Discussion. Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion passes.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
Yep. So next meeting next month, March 17th. And if there's any other business before the Finance Committee, I will call this adjourned.